because she communicated that with this blog
site.
Okay,
tell people if they haven't read the paper. What she did was propose
to this blog site something that the board should have gotten first about freezing the wages, renegotiate in order to avoid laying off possibly 20, 25 teachers. She never brought this up before. She never mentioned this before, so this is the first we ever heard of it. She also reveals what goes on in executive session, which is something highly unethical for any board member to be doing about bargaining. And in the State Journal, I think it's interesting insight into just how borderline dysfunctional as a board member Ruth has become, because she states that it was a misstep on my part to not communicate this with board members before she communicated it with the press and with this blog site. And then she admitted that she's had some bad communication, some bad habits from being in the minority on the board and being
ignored
by
other board. You guys made her be bad.
We made her be bad.
The devil made us do it. Now, what about this proposal that it seems to make some sort of sense, but isn't this something that was that the union had already talked about before, so this is really not a new idea?
It most definitely isn't a new idea. All she had to do was ask Bob Natt or John Matthews, what plans have you made for layoffs? And there is, in fact, a memorandum of understanding already written and already signed that these layoffs would be postponed until something like June 1 or June 3. So it was already in writing. All it took was a phone call. All it took was a face-to-face question, and an answer would have been delivered immediately.
But now Ruth Robarts is making it look like it's her idea.
Correct, and that's her MO.
Wow. So, Arlene, what's going to happen now with Madison Cares? Are you guys still going to be, there was some talk right after the election that, the vote that, you're going to push another referendum, just a single one, to build the new school at Leopold. Is that, in fact, what you guys are thinking of doing or what?
Well, Cares is going to get together sometime next week, and we're going to talk about a couple of things. One is going to be longer term. How do we want to address the big issue, working with the state? And the second will be, how do we want to address the situation that the school district is now in, including Leopold? And there's also a long-range planning meeting coming up with the board on June 6th, I believe. And we, being the Leopold group, also will be meeting to discuss, how we want to recommend moving forward with keeping our community together. I would like it if we looked at considering another referendum for Leopold, but we haven't had that discussion yet. But personally, sitting here today, that is something that I feel very strongly about.
You're not alone, Arlene. Other board members have talked about this also.
Well, given, though, what happened, the election, with this recent vote, what do you think it would take, Arlene or Bill, to change the outcome of this vote? What do these people in the outlying areas, of course, where there's a lot of growth, there's a lot of trophy houses out there in the Fitchburg area, west of Gammon Road, everything east of Highway 51 on the east and northeast side, of course, Warner Park, with the reactionary elements that live out in that area, I don't know if there's any hope, and I know those people because I live out, I'm in that area. What will it take to convince these people to stand up for Madison Schools?
I think we will need to have a concrete alternative plan in place. I think that will help. Vote for the referendum or else this is what is going to happen. And I think that either or helps people make decisions. I also think we have to, push on this part of town the value of, again, your property. And, if you have people living in Fitchburg and where have to go to, schools all over the place, the value of your property when you go to resell your house is not going to be good. People want neighborhood schools. People want to know, I'm going to build this home, and this is where I'm going to go to school.
Well, if that doesn't happen,
they have to understand, and the repercussions will occur to them. And I don't think that point was well made in retrospect.
A lot of these people moved to Madison into these great big new homes on the outskirts of town because of our schools.
But then they're
going to come here and vote against them. Interesting. Arlene, I want to thank you very much for being on the show this morning. Arlene Silveira. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care, Arlene.
Take care.
All right. Well, Bill, any final comments on this. We got to get to our next guest pretty soon. We'll be speaking in a minute with Darcy Haber from Wisconsin Citizen Action in a minute about a rally.
Sure, we'd like to be able to get the message out that this is a statewide problem. There were 44 referenda in April alone in the state. Voting yes on all three of those questions would have asked $3 a week more from the average homeowner. And I think they were scared, and I think it's unconscionable that a state system would set folks up so that they would be voting up or down on another neighborhood school.
And you also mentioned Scream Radio here in town. Who are these culprits? Who's what did the opposition, what media did they use?
Well, they would bring on folks and talk all afternoon, bring on opposition to it, board members in some cases, and say, come down, pick up the signs or what have you. One of the things that board members generally try not to do is comment on other board members' votes. And if I am right now, it's because the die has been cast, and I have to respond, and other board members have to also.
But of course, this is creates the notion that there's a lot of animosity on the board now. You guys are all picking on Ruth. Supposedly, she's got an ally in Lori Cobza now. But you guys are picking on her all the time, and she just came out in this. The impression that people have then is that our board, a bunch of fighting, there's a lot of turmoil on there, and will you ever be able to sit down and share a hug with Ruth Robarts again?
It's possible.
Okay. Okay. There you have it, folks. It's possible. There's Bill. He's putting out
the...
He's
ready to hug people.
He's putting out
Bill,
the...
How are you? It's good to see you.
All right. Bill, thank you very much for coming down and sharing that information.
Very
and again,
sorry.
I got to let people know, as I did make a, I did make serious attempts to get some Republicans and some opposition, Don Severson from all that. And, of course, people are calling right now, and that's fine. Let them call. We don't care. But I guess these people do not want to come. Okay. Tony, the way you talk so negatively on the show with no respect for the opposition convinced her to vote no on the Leopold issue. Well, if that's what it takes, baby, too bad, all right? You don't vote on what I say. You vote on the issues of the referendum. If you're going to look at my tone of voice, that's too bad. I'm sorry that you feel that way, but that's not a very smart vote. Here's another one here. I guess neocons, Republicans, hate public education. They hate children. And they hate little fuzzy bunnies and little fuzzy cute dogs. And here's
dogs
here's somebody who eats fuzzy bunnies for breakfast. Captain said it with today's
They're just delicious. Dogs and bunnies are delicious with potatoes and gravy.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. I got to talk right into the phone here, the microphone.
Yes,
the little
helps.
Phone. Is that what microphone stands for, little phone?
Now, Captain said it. We know that you voted.
Yes, yes, and yes. My conflict is, I was just talking to Bill here, and I think that one of the problems that the school board and Art Rainwater have had is that for whatever reason, and I'm not trying to blame any point the finger at anybody in particular, I think the board does as commendable a job as they can given the circumstances, is that they don't trust Art Rainwater and the school board the way they do the mayor and the common council. This is what a trade union activist told me.
They what's up?
That they don't trust the school board and the...
Who, the public?
The public. The public, the way they do the mayor at the moment, which I think is misplaced, or the common council, which is not misplaced.
But the mayor and Kathleen Falk all came out in big ads of supporting the...
My issues with the mayor have nothing to do with the support of this referenda. It's like... that's a whole other issue.
That's your own personal issue.
Yes, exactly. But I think that there's a lack of trust there, which has largely been aggravated by, as you put it, the neocons, whatever you choose to call them, and that, like any other successful political movement, using fear is a very effective weapon, and people are fearful of their situation economically. We do live in a community that. Because of the whole state revenue thing, the wars in Iraq where the federal monies aren't coming into the states, and so the states don't have money to give to municipalities, and it trickles down. The people are very fearful, and the people are worried about being taxed out of their homes. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily realistic, but that fear exists.
It's happening for a large part of the population.
People,
that's true.
And the people that don't want to support our children, that don't want to support the future, use that fear to manipulate political situations like what happened on Tuesday. And I think that those of us who want to help the children in this community, who want to see to it we have strong and vibrant educational system, have to take that into account and not just dismiss it and say, look, we've got the right analysis, we're doing this for the children, we're doing this for the future, we're doing this for all the right reasons. You have to look at the tactics and the realities that they're playing on with the people who are going to vote no. We have to figure out how to do that, too.
Well, what kills me the most about the neocons and the conservatives and all these so-called concerned taxpayers is they have no problem voting for George Bush and supporting his policies where they're wasting billions of dollars in an illegal war, and they say nothing about that. If they were really concerned, truly concerned about the rising taxes, they would be out protesting against this wasteful, stupid war. And they're not, of course.
Of course,
they support the war, so they got nothing. They say, hey, billions here, whatever. I mean, $100 million unaccounted for.
No, you and I understand, and Bill understand that linkage. We live in a society where the corporate order controls all three, what they call, spheres of the society. The economic sphere, which includes the media, the political sphere, which includes the levers of government, and the social spheres, which includes various aspects of entertainment and whatnot. They control all three, and by having all three, they can reinforce their grip on power by using all three to reinforce one another. We have to figure out a way as a movement to break through that and stop whining about the fact that, okay, we don't control the media, we don't have a free press in this country anymore, we're sliding into fascism. All these things are, I believe, objectively correct. Instead of whining about that, or in lieu of whining, getting up on our soapboxes and trying to preach to people about what is going on and, you know, what you should do, because the shoulds never impress anybody. People stop listening immediately. We have to figure out the tactics these people are using and try and break down the fear first, and then work at showing them where the linkages are. Because I think
Captain Sito for head garbage man.
Yes.
Is that today's weather, by the way?
Yeah. Take care, Bill. Take care. Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress. Let's go back to the weather.
And also, Captain, we're going to have to cut it short because I'm running behind in my guess here. So.
All right. Anyway, it looks like this is very interesting because the forecast here in this paper doesn't in the State Journal doesn't coincide with what Tom Skelling said yesterday in this Tribune, which I tend to agree with, though I got everything completely wrong last week. There were thunderstorms Thursday afternoon, and when I said it was going to clear